roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, War of the Roses on the air at 473-1045. And this week we are helping Emily. Hello, Emily.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Josh.
All right. And why are we putting him to the test?
Okay, so I found out he's getting texts on his phone from somebody named Real Aaron.
Real Aaron? Like as in the real Slim Shady or J-Lo, I'm real?
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
So have you seen any of these texts?
So I did see one of them, and it said, might have some exciting news for you. So I have no clue what that means.
Okay. So what do you think is going on? Maybe this Real Aaron girl is like his real side piece?
I'm not sure, but like the whole real part is like really has me wondering, like, does he have this girl on his phone under a different name? Like, this is the real Aaron?
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you this. Like, when I was back in my single days, I used to put girls' names under my phone under guys' names. Like, Anna was Andy, Christine was Chris, Stephanie was Steven. So, I mean, you might be right about that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I want to make sure he's not messing around. Like, I've heard of guys doing this, too.
So okay. Well, War of the Roses is definitely going to help you figure that out. So, let's call Josh up, and then we'll give him the opportunity to send somebody some roses, and we'll see who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
Now, before we call him, I have to make sure you're okay with us putting all this on the air.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I gotta know. Dialing at random.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with Joshua, please.
Yeah, this is Josh.
Good morning, Josh. My name is Tim, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So listen, the reason I was calling was to let you know that we started a brand new promotion this year to reward our customers. And every month we draw a bunch of names to win prizes. And this month you were one of our winners. So congratulations.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Congratulations.
I mean, this is like the first time I've ever won a contest.
Well, listen, I'm glad it was with us. Did you have a few minutes so I can tell you about your prize?
Yeah, sure.
Great. So what we're doing every month is we're giving away these little prizes, kind of like as a little token to say thank you. This month, the prize is flowers. So you won a beautiful bouquet of red roses. And the reason I was calling is because a lot of the guys who've won this prize didn't really want the flowers, but they asked if we could send those flowers to their wife or their girlfriend instead, which we're more than happy to do. So did you want us to send the flowers to you, or did you want us to send them to your wife or your girlfriend?
Yeah, well, I don't have a wife, but you can definitely send them to my girlfriend. That I think she'd love that.
Okay, great. So the first thing I need is her name, first and last, so I can put it on the card.
Sure. Her first name is Emily, spelled regularly. Last name is Bar.
Okay. And the flowers are going to come with a card. So what message did you want us to print on it?
I guess put down prize. Here's some flowers just because.
Okay, that's a nice gesture. I'm sure she's going to appreciate that. In fact, why don't we ask her? Emily, that's a nice gesture, don't you think?
It sounds like a great gesture. I'm very happy.
Okay, great. Josh, do you recognize that voice?
Yeah. What's going on here?
So, Josh, listen, this isn't really the Visa Rewards Program. It's actually the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. Right now, you're on War of the Roses. Emily wanted us to put you to the test to see who you would send roses to. And I might add, you chose the right person. Great job.
Who else was I going to choose?
I don't know. I saw that Aaron girl kept texting you, so I got a little worried.
Aaron?
Yeah, she kept texting you last week. Real Aaron in your phone. I thought maybe you had her under a secret name or something.
Oh my God. Emily, you met Aaron. She's my real estate person. Remember I told you she was trying to help me find a house?
So you, hold on. So you had her listed as Real Aaron because she's your realtor then?
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay.
Emily, you really screwed this one up. I blame you.
I'm sorry, everyone.
No. Listen, don't be sorry. I'm glad your man isn't cheating on you. Usually it's the opposite.
Trust me, I'm not cheating with the 43-year-old real estate lady.